VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Israel is under attack. While celebrating Jerusalem Day last week, hundreds of rockets were launched against Israel from Hamas. Israel retaliated, and Hamas continues its assault as Israel seeks to defend herself and neutralize the source of the attack. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is calling on Palestinians to launch an all-out militarized uprising to spill Jews' blood and is urging Muslims to target Israeli embassies and Jewish interests in Asia, America, Europe, and Africa. Anti-Jew and pro-Palestinian rallies are being held all over the world. Joining us today with analysis and prophetic insight into this attack against Israel, we welcome Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Yes, he is an expert on the Middle East. He leads the ministry Prophecy Today, lived in Israel many years, has led many trips to Israel, noted conference speaker, but regularly monitors the news regarding Israel, the Middle East, and gives a unique blend of political, biblical, and prophetic insight absent from the media today from prophecytoday.com. Dr. DeYoung, thanks for joining us.
My joy, Jim. What an exciting time we're living in. Not because people are being killed, but this seems like a scenario that the ancient Jewish prophets laid out some 2,000 or 2,500 years ago of what would be happening in the last days. We're seeing it before our very eyes.
And Dr. DeYoung, I'm just so frustrated with the direction that the media is taking this and targeting Israel. Israel was celebrating a day, and all of a sudden it started having this attack launched against her. But if you could unfold for us exactly what is taking place, absent the bias that we've been hearing from the media.
Well, we have a number of attacks on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. And in fact, that was the focus at the beginning of what did take place. You mentioned Jerusalem Day a week ago. And that particular day was a celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem. It's a day of joy, excitement, celebration. The Jewish people, of course, did not want to get involved in any kind of war at that time. However, the day before had concluded the 30-day fast day or fast month, which was the activity of the entire Muslim world. Palestinians and Israeli Arabs all involved in that. It is traditionally, Jim, known as a time when there's an uptick in violence, when you have these young people having to fast all day long. They can't smoke their cigarettes, can't drink any liquor, can't eat any food. Sexual activity is forbidden. They do that from sunup in the morning to sundown in the evening. And even prior to that, Mahmoud Abbas, who is the president of the Palestinian Authority, was very much concerned about Palestinian elections upcoming. 2006, he was elected for a four-year term. That's 15 years ago. Has not had another election. Was reading the signs, and he understood that Hamas was going to be able to win. And the body politic of the Palestinian people is divided into two parts. You have Hamas in the Gaza Strip. You have Fatah in the area of Ramallah, just north of Jerusalem, and covering the area of Judea and Samaria, or as they refer to it, the West Bank. And so Mahmoud Abbas, seeing what was happening, the fact he was going to lose this election, so his decision was to try to do everything to cancel it, even before the Ramadan holy days began among the Muslim people, the Palestinian people. He was directing the Palestinian media to incite the Palestinian people to go to war. In other words, he thought this would be a great way to be able to cancel the meeting, blame it on the Jewish people. And so that was the case. And a couple of days before the end of the Muslim holy day, Ramadan, and a day before Jerusalem Day, the celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem, about those last 3 days prior to the Jerusalem Day celebration, everything broke out. Violence intensified. a ratcheting up of the activities on the Temple Mount, there was a group of Palestinian young people at the Damascus Gate. If you've ever been to the Damascus Gate, the steps coming down into the gate are somewhat of a amphitheater shape, and that's where they were gathering at night. Israeli police showed up and wanted them to go back home. They knew this was not a good situation. Well, they went on TikTok, owned by the Chinese, of course, and they started demonstrating on TikTok violence against the Jewish people. As Orthodox Jews were coming out of the old city at the Damascus Gate, they would knock their hats off, they would hit them, and they would attack them, they would start beating them. And, of course, then the Israeli police had to intensify their activities. It then went all the way up to the Temple Mount, and it just everything broke up on the Temple Mount. Now, all of that's going on. Then, at the same time in the Gaza Strip, Hamas thinking that, in fact, in order to be able to win the hearts of the Palestinian people, they had to do something to protect Jerusalem at the same time. Fatah, Mahmoud Abbas's party in the body politic of the Palestinian people, were having all the favors shown for them because they were protecting this holy site for the Muslim people, holiest site for the Jewish people, but the third holiest site for the Muslim people. And so they started firing rockets, doing everything they could, putting out the promotion, we are protecting Jerusalem as well. That's how this whole thing came together. There was a little experience. There is a community there in the old city of Jerusalem, Sheikh Jarrah, which it was a home in the late 1800s. I think it was 1875. A group of Jewish people purchased some homes there before all of this was even a part of anybody's imagination. Anyway, when the war in 1948 took place at the time of independence for the Jewish state of Israel, when that took place, squatters from the Palestinians went into these homes, took them over, not paying any rent, not purchasing these homes, and the Israeli Supreme Court made a decision that these homes would have to be evacuated by the Palestinian people. And so Mahmoud Abbas jumped on that, Hamas jumped on that. They said, not only are we going to protect the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, we're not going to allow these homes to be evacuated by the Israeli police. These Palestinian people are going to continue to live there. Even, in fact, Senator Pocahontas, I can't think of her real name right now, from Massachusetts. Anyway, she made some stupid statement about the Israelis taking homes away from the Palestinian people. She did not know the facts. So when I've taken a bit more than just a moment to give you the answer to that question, Jim, but you need to have this background, this understanding of how all of this was being manipulated by the Palestinian Authority, by the Palestinian media, and by the Hamas organization in the Gaza Strip. That's how it all broke into what we almost see as a full-fledged war today.
Yeah, and I believe you're referring to Liz Warren, Elizabeth Warren, that the Pocahontas you referred
to. Yes, that's her name. I just can only think of what Trump used to call her, Pocahontas.
Dr. DeYoung, so here they attack Israel on a day of, Jerusalem Day, yet when Israel retaliates, they have the audacity to condemn Israel for responding during Ramadan, during this holy days of Islam, during the Eid celebration. I mean, that is so two-faced in their news presentation.
Well, the media across this entire world, not only in Europe, not only in the United States, but in China as well, across the entire world, they are perverting the news. They are putting forth fake news. And we've heard that phrase many, many times. I have lived there for over 30 years in Jerusalem. I'm not there today, but I know and I have many contacts. I've talked to them within the last couple of hours, and I know exactly what is going on. I know the people. I know the places. I know what's happening. So this is total perversion.
Yeah.
It's like, you're there in Milwaukee. Well, what if in Madison, Wisconsin, they decided to fire rockets at Milwaukee? Don't you think the Milwaukee Police Department would deal with that situation?
Absolutely.
Of course they would.
Yes.
If they were firing from Maryland over into Washington, D.C., the entire military might would go after those terrorists there in Maryland. So this is the exact same thing. Israelis simply defending themselves. And I'm thrilled for one thing about the Biden administration. At least at this point in time, Joe Biden is making the statement that the Israelis have the right to defend their nation, their people, their land, their homes, etc.
So since we're talking about some special days here, we also are now in the Feast of Pentecost. Tie this into what's going on here right now as well, because this is also a day of celebration.
Well, this is a very important day of celebration. It's the fourth of the spring feast. The book of Leviticus, chapter 23, talks about the feast that God gave the Jewish people. There were four in the spring: Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost. Three in the fall, you would have Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, and the Feast of Tabernacles. These are all special holy days given by God to the Jewish people some 3,000, 3,500 years ago for them to celebrate, commemorate on a yearly basis. They all had a prophetic significance. Most of them had an agricultural significance and a historic significance. Historic significance for the Feast of Pentecost. Jewish tradition says that was the day that God gave Moses and the Jewish people the Ten Commandments there at Mount Sinai in the lower part of what we know as the northern part of the Sinai in Egypt itself. And that's exactly what they are celebrating. It started on Sunday night and concludes at sundown today. And this feast is required by the Lord. It's one of those pilgrim feasts. There are three pilgrim feasts. In other words, that means Jews from all over the world are to go to Jerusalem and honor the Lord and do worship the Lord with their tithes, with their giving, with their bringing of the harvest, etc. The three feast days, or the three pilgrim days, are Passover. Then you have Feast of Pentecost, which is today. And then you have the Feast of Tabernacles, which will be in the fall sometime. They're supposed to be in Jerusalem bringing the harvest, the wheat harvest, up to the temple. Of course, there's no temple. They can't do that. But they are required, every male, according to the Bible, is required to go to Jerusalem. You remember it was on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, when there were Jews from every single nation of the world, Acts 2 verse 5, celebrating Pentecost in the city of Jerusalem when the Lord brought about the church at the preaching under the Apostle Peter at that time. But this is a celebration, a very important celebration for the Jewish people. They've not been able to do as they would have normally done. It's supposed to be a peaceful time. I love it because it's supposed to be a time of eating all the sweet desserts that you could possibly get together. Probably I had too many of those desserts on Pentecost over the years. That's supposed to be happening.
Yeah, that's why you took your tours there at this time of year.
Oh, absolutely. Stationing them every single time at this time of the year.
We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung with us here today. Israel under attack, our topic. We're going to come back and we're going to talk more about this. Israel's been accused of all these civilian casualties. What's the truth behind all of this? We'll get into that, as well as the underground tunnel system beneath Gaza City used by Hamas. So stay with us. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, popular creation speaker and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, this might seem simple, but where did music come from?
Chris, music is an integral part of being in the image of God. The early chapters of Genesis reveal that just within a few generations of creation, men were constructing musical instruments, both wind instruments and string instruments. Soon we see that even this was perverted. Lamech, one of the patriarchs, even sang a song boasting of his adventures and murderous prowess. Musical instruments have been found from soon after the flood. Even Neanderthal fossils are found in conjunction with musical instruments. You see, Chris, the evidence that we find supports the biblical truth of creation. Even music started back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Visit our web store at icr.org/store and use the promo code FACT at the checkout when ordering your That's a Fact DVD.
Music. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung with us here today on Crosstalk. His website, prophecytoday.com, Israel under attack. And Dr. DeYoung, we're talking about all that's going on. Israel really under the microscope from the media for any civilian casualties that occur as Israel seeks to defend herself. Is it true, Dr. DeYoung, that Hamas purposely puts their operation centers into heavily civilian areas?
They do that, and that's a international crime. In order to be able to do that, they should be before the International Criminal Court because of that. They go into schools. They put their capabilities, their launchers for their rockets and their missiles in school on the school grounds. There was a 14-story building that also housed the AP and I think one of the networks out of the Arab countries as well. The Israeli Air Force went in and tore that entire building down. But the fact is that the Israeli Defense Force told everybody in the building 1 hour before the attack took place they were going to destroy the building, get out of there. Now, there are many saying, well, okay, why do you destroy that building? What was the purpose? That was a location for the media, international media. Well, the fact is that building was owned by Hamas, the Islamic terrorist organization. They had their planning headquarters in that particular high-rise apartment, and this was the reason it was a legitimate target. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, had a conversation with Joe Biden, our president, and he made the statement to the president, here's our proof, here's our intel that there were Hamas leaders in that building. They, of course, escaped the building. Not one single person was even injured or, of course, did not die when that 14-story building was taken down. I thought it was pretty disingenuous for the Secretary of State when he was in Denmark to make this statement when asked by the media. And, of course, the media, as you were talking about a moment ago, trying to pervert every single thing that the Israelis either say or do. And our Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, made the statement, I had not seen that evidence. And then he went ahead and nobody covered this. He made the statement, my intel people and the intel organization for the United States of America has seen it. Well, the president had seen it just because he had not seen it. Everybody then thinks, well, the Israelis were wrong with what they did. I know that it was absolute because, number one, I saw the Prime Minister, Benny Netanyahu, make the statement. Number two, our organization, Prophecy Today, has a national radio broadcast, and we use as one of our broadcast partners a guy named Itamar Marcus. He heads up the team of Palestinian Media Watch. They monitor all the electronic media, the print media, and he came on in the newspaper, in the Jerusalem Post. He made the statement that even the leader of the Palestinian media made the statement that the warning was given by the Israeli Defense Force to leave the building because they were going to destroy it. And so it was absolutely true. The intel is absolute, and the truth be known, even the Palestinian media making the statement that did happen.
I understand that Israel also has had some great success in disrupting this underground tunnel system beneath Gaza City that's being used by Hamas.
Well, that back in 2014 was the decision made by the Palestinians, especially Hamas there in the Gaza Strip. They knew they had to do something. They'd already been using tunnels and it went underneath the border there between Israel and Egypt in the Sinai there, and they were bringing in all kind of weaponry. By the way, these sophisticated rockets, these sophisticated missiles, are not manufactured in the Gaza Strip. They're not capable of doing that. They're being brought in through these tunnels to the Palestinian Hamas organization coming from Iran. I was in Ashdod, and Ashkelon and Ashdod have been under attack from the missiles out of Hamas there in the Gaza Strip last couple of days, but I saw myself a Grad missile, and it said right there on the remains of the missile, manufactured in Iran. So I've seen personally the evidence that this is all coming, these munitions coming in from Iran. What they did then, since 2014, the last big showdown between Hamas and the Israeli government, the Israeli military, they started a tunnel operation. They called it the Metro Complex. And it is so sophisticated, air conditioning, lighting. They hide personnel in there. They hide their weapons. The rockets and the missiles are then brought out of there and fired up over at Israel. And this Metro Complex is a very effective way of being able to protect their personnel, hide these weapons. You might have heard not too long ago, there was an Israeli Defense Force spokesman who made the statement that the ground troops were getting ready to move into the Gaza Strip. That's not what he said. If you go back and hear what he said, we have ground troops at the border with Gaza, and our airstrikes are going to deal with what's inside. They could come in at any moment. Well, because of that, the Hamas leadership started running out of the tunnels, and that showed the Israeli Air Force exactly where the target was. So they have started to destroy these tunnels, this metro complex that they put together, and they were able to kill a number of Hamas personnel as they came running out in anticipation of the Israeli Defense Force ground forces coming into the Gaza Strip. Very interesting, because the intel that the Israeli Defense Force has is the best in all of the world. They can tell you how many people have been killed. I mean, they know everything of what's going on. Their people have infiltrated all of Hamas and the entire Gaza Strip. They can tell you exactly what's happening, when it's supposed to happen, what it's going to do when it does happen. Very sophisticated operation.
Dr. Jimmy DeYoung with us here today on Crosstalk, and I'd like to bring in some more regional issues going on, because USA Today is reporting that the Jordan's King Abdullah said on Sunday that his kingdom was involved in intensive diplomacy to halt what he characterized as an Israeli military escalation in the worst Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. Let's bring Jordan into this. And is King Abdullah blind to the fact that the Palestinians started this whole attack?
No, he is not blind. He is simply stupid. And that's exactly what he is as he tries to make that statement publicly. Let me tell you what happens. If somebody sneezes in Israel, they catch a cold in Amman, Jordan. That is how everything that happens in Israel has an effect on Jordan. You've got to remember that the largest majority of the population of Jordan, 75%, are Palestinian people who actually went over, at least some of their family members, in 1948, at the time of independence for the Jewish state. And the young men and the husbands and their fathers said, hey, we're going to wipe Israel into the Mediterranean Sea. About 3 weeks, you can come back home. Well, they didn't do that, of course. They have not come back home. And those Palestinians have raised families over there, so the population has increased. Now, the king of Jordan, Abdullah, is not Palestinian. He happens to be married to a Palestinian woman, but he comes out of Saudi Arabia. In fact, his namesake, his great-grandfather, was the sheriff of Medina. And, of course, that is the location, one of their major holy sites there, Mecca and Medina. He was the sheriff. That's not meaning that he, you know, had the deputy sheriffs and everything. They rode around in vehicles. That was the leader and custodian of the holy sites, Mecca and Medina, in Saudi Arabia. He was pushed out of that position. He came to Transjordan, as it was known then, and they gave him that state. It's actually a Palestinian state, and many do believe that that's the location where the Palestinians have their state, and it should be. Well, you put that together then with the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood is in Jordan trying to overthrow King Abdullah. So Abdullah has to be watching very closely what's happening there in Jerusalem at the Gaza Strip. It's going to affect him. The longest border with the state of Israel is that border between Israel and Jordan. The Jordan River is that border as it comes from the north and all the way down to Eilat and the Red Sea. So this is a very much of a concern to King Abdullah. That's why he's making, I think, some very stupid statements. He knows the truth. He'd better start telling the truth. But I can understand his concern.
So, Dr. DeYoung, while Israel has been defending herself against Hamas, I saw a Western Journal, they're reporting that Lebanon has also launched some rockets at Israel as well. Plus, there are violent agitators who crossed into Israel from Lebanon on foot. I mean, that's coming in from the north.
That's coming in from the north, and that same thing is happening there on the border between Israel and Jordan as well. That's another concern. So you have Israel dealing with the Gaza Strip, with Jerusalem, with the northern border with Lebanon, and with the eastern border with Jordan. You have this from four sides coming against the Jewish state. So they have to be able to defend themselves. What's interesting, Iran has given both Jordan and Lebanon these drones that are capable of carrying explosives, and these drones are now attacking from the north and from the east. They're using them also out of the Gaza Strip, all supplied by Iran. So Iran is basically orchestrating all that we see unfolding there, started, of course, by Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas.
Could you comment on this anti-Israeli protest all over the world? I mean, we're talking New York, Washington, D.C., London, Istanbul, Barcelona, Cape Town, Sydney, other major cities around the world, Montreal, Canada. I mean, they're pro-Palestine demonstrations trashing that building that houses Israeli consulate. At the same time, synagogues are being torched in places like Lod. What about this anti-Israel protest that we're seeing all over this globe?
Well, it's being orchestrated again by the Muslim world. I was talking to someone at the reports out of London, our European Union update on my weekend program, Prophecy Today weekend. And the Palestinians are a part of all that's going on around the world. There's somewhere in the area of about 5 million Palestinians that are scattered all across the world. But then you have the Islamic elements, so many of them going into Europe, the European Union, for example, and they are attacking the Jewish people in the street. They're attacking the synagogues in Germany. They're burning the Israeli flag. It's just happening in Washington, D.C. Hey, in Washington, D.C., we have five in the squad of our members of the United States Congress that are attacking Israel as well.
Yes.
And saying that they should stop all funding, any type of foreign aid going to Israel. You know, let me just clear that up a moment. When the Israeli government receives any funding from the United States, they call it foreign aid, they then turn around and buy, for example, the F-35 stealth bomber. They buy that from the United States manufacturer. So they spend the money they got from the United States to buy military hardware, airplanes and jet aircraft, F-35s, and then they refurbish this F-35 or the F-16s, and they give all that technology to the United States to use in their Air Force. That's the bottom line. That's the truth about foreign aid coming into Israel. And these five in the squad there in the United States Congress need to understand what they're saying and quit being propagandists for Hamas, a terrorist organization.
We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
Do you find yourself guilty of committing the same sin over and over again? You confess it, but you find yourself repeating it again. The Bible tells us that we are to mortify or put to death the deeds of the flesh. For believers, this becomes a daily challenge as the internal struggles ensue. Sadly, many fall into repeating patterns of sin and struggle sincerely with knowing how to break free. In the book, Killing Sin Habits, author Stuart Scott addresses the repetitive nature and pattern of sin and the hindrances that keep people from overcoming their sinful habits. He also provides practical insight as to how God, through the work of the Holy Spirit and radical faith, can help you have victory over sin in your life. He addresses the issue of genuine repentance and provides a detailed battle plan for killing sin habits in our lives. The booklet, Killing Sin Habits, is available for a donation of $12 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Israel Under Attack. Our guest today, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung from prophecytoday.com. By the way, Dr. DeYoung has, just really partnered with us in a number of ways and just put a new Bible correspondence course, or a Bible VCY Bible Institute course on our site at vcybible.org. It's a chronology of the book of Revelation, vcybible.org. And you'll also find a lot of his teaching at vcy.tv, the new video on demand service, vcy.tv. It'll just, you've got over 1,000 hours of viewing on so many programs, Dr. DeYoung and other speakers and a lot of Christian videos are on there, Christian films at vcy.tv. Dr. DeYoung, we were talking as we went into this break about the criticism of aid going to Israel, but just last month it was reported that President Biden was giving I saw one article that mentioned $235 million in aid to the Palestinians. He's also wanting to give away this so-called goodwill money to places like Iran. I mean, how is that going to help the situation?
It's only going to intensify the situation, Jim. The fact is that Donald Trump, remember, cut all aid off to the Palestinian Authority because they are paying terrorists. If someone in the Palestinian body politic kills a Jew, they go to jail, but then they receive a stipend for the rest of their life. Their family receives funding to be able to take care of the family while they're in jail for whatever amount of time they're put there, sentenced for. What happened was, we talked about how this whole thing started, Joe Biden got a hold of Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, and he pushed him to hold Palestinian elections. And that's how that all came about. He said, now look, if you want the funding restarted coming into the Palestinian Authority, you hold those Palestinian elections. Well, as they got closer and closer, they saw that Hamas was going to win those elections. Hamas was running away with the candidates who would be elected to both the parliament and most likely the president of the Palestinian Authority as well. But then at the end, Joe Biden started putting on the brakes. However, he had already sent, as you said, over $230 million going back into the coffers. And that's used to take care of those terrorists in jail, their families, but it's also used to enhance the capability of inciting, using the media to incite the Palestinian people to try to kill the Jews. For example, on last Sunday, it was the 15th day of the month of May, which, of course, that was the 73rd anniversary of Independence Day, when the United States, within 10 minutes, Harry Truman, the president at that time, recognized the new state of Israel, the United States, the first ones to do that. But that same day, they had what is Nakba Day, N-A-K-B-A, Nakba Day. Nakba in the Arabic language means disaster. And it was a day, of course, that they hold every single Israeli Independence Day. And they are saying that this was a terrible time for the Palestinian people. They're using the phrase all the time, Jim, that the Israelis are on occupied territories. Now, wait a minute. What is an occupied territory? And if somebody owns a piece of real estate and you come in and take it over, you're occupying it. The Palestinians didn't have a state. They didn't own any property in the state of Israel. They started becoming squatters in 1948. They moved into the homes of the Jewish people. And Jordan, of course, took over what is referred to as the West Bank. That's a terrible negative term. But from 1948 until 1967, the occupiers were the Jordanians and the Palestinians. And with Jerusalem Day, reunification of the city of Jerusalem after 2,000 years. So let's use the right terms. You know, words have meanings. We need to use the words with the proper meanings and explain what's going on. I just had to get that in about the occupation. Yes, it's not a true statement. The United Nations, if you go back and look at their resolutions, never has said Israel has occupied these would-be disputed territories. Well, that's different than an occupation that everybody's talking about, especially the squad there in the United States Congress.
And time is fleeting here, Dr. DeYoung, and I do want to bring a couple more countries into this. And Turkey. I mean, I saw Reuters reporting that Turkey's President Erdogan is telling Pope Francis that the international community should impose sanctions on Israel for its actions against the Palestinians.
And at the same time he's telling Pope Francis that, he is sending his military secret service into the state of Israel. He has spent millions of dollars in the city of Jerusalem buying up buildings. Remember, the Ottoman Empire controlled that for about 400 years, controlled the city of Jerusalem. Tayyip Erdogan has a desire to revive the old Ottoman Empire. He wants to be the Mahdi. He wants to be the number one, the caliph of the caliphate that the Ottoman Empire had when it was there 400 years in the Middle East. And so that's what he's doing. He's trying to take over Jerusalem. He's trying to buy it up. He's got his personnel there. He's always backing Hamas and whatever they do. They're training them in Istanbul, etc. So that's his desire, to really take over Israel, in particular the city of Jerusalem, to accomplish his ultimate goals.
Also, we want to bring China into this because, I mean, I was amazed to see China is trying to broker peace in the situation.
Boy, that's having two sides of your face operating at one time. You remember what happened with China and Iran. Just a couple of weeks back, a 25-year deal was signed between China and Iran. It earned Iran $450 billion, that's a B, $450 billion from China. They're going to hold military exercises together. China is 100% in the pocket of the Iranians, and they, of course, have a great interest in the Middle East. They all they need to operate their industry and everything that goes on in China. So China is very interested in the Middle East. They are investing heavily in Africa. Many in Africa are turning to the Islamic faith. They're playing two ends against the middle. They're trying to make it happen so they can become number one economically, number one militarily. The Bible tells us that will be the case. If you ever look at the book of Revelation, chapter 16 and verse 12, it says there will be an entrance into the Middle East out of the Far East. The river Euphrates will dry up, making way for the kings of the East. That would include China and India. You put those two nations together, the two most populated nations in the world, you have about half the population of the world, and they will join in partnership with the Antichrist, this 16th chapter of the book of Revelation, because what the Antichrist is going to do, set up a one-world economic, political, governmental system in Babylon, and in order to be able to buy or sell, you have to have a mark on the forehead or the back of the hand, the mark of the beast, whatever that might well be. And the fact is, China is preparing for that to happen so they can reach that goal of number one economically, number one politically, and number one militarily as well. They're already investing heavily. Iran, $450 billion.
Right.
That helps them conclude the development of their nuclear weapon of mass destruction. And they then can finance this terrorism that's going on in Israel as they put the munitions in the hands of Hamas there in the Gaza Strip.
Friends, if you'd like to get online, our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And let me just mention that in just a moment, I'm going to ask Dr. DeYoung for a prophetic perspective on all of this. But get online here so you're ready to go quickly with your questions. Dr. DeYoung, we speak of this rise in anti-Semitism is happening all over the world. I was just shocked, flabbergasted. A freelance journalist who had been contributing to CNN, which now has since been fired, but who sent out a tweet last Sunday saying, "The world today needs a Hitler." This is outrageous, Dr. DeYoung, as we see all of this together. I know we've got just a couple minutes here, but give us a prophetic perspective on what we're seeing take place, all with this conflict.
Zechariah the prophet made a statement in the 13th chapter, verse 8, that there's going to be another Holocaust. Talking about Hitler, his people killed one-third of the Jews at that time in history, 18 million Jews. On the earth at the time of the Second World War, he killed 6 million of them. That's one-third. Zechariah says two out of every three Jews will be killed in the tribulation period. And we see this rise in anti-Semitism, what's going on, the attacks on Jews around the world because of the conflict going on right there in Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip. You see that rise. You see the appearance of Antichrist about to come on the scene. All of this is going to unfold. We're watching. It is all coming together.
And our phone number here at Crosstalk, we're going to begin with Mark in Monroe. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm very suspicious of Joe Biden saying he's supportive of Israel defending itself, especially since he was vice president to Obama, whose loyalty happened to be with the Muslim Brotherhood. Personally, I think it's just a political ploy to side with Iran, especially kind of connecting this with John Kerry and the whole Iranian nuclear deal. And, well, that's my opinion.
Thank you, Mark. Dr. DeYoung.
Well, I want to tell you something. Is it not ironic that Joe Biden will be making a statement to Israel that you have the right to defend yourself and then sending many of your personnel to Vienna, Austria, to sit down with the Iranians and see how much money they want the United States to give them so they can finish their development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction, to start that Iranian nuclear deal all over again? It was failed from the outset. Now Joe Biden, and he has the same players that helped Barack Obama put that nuclear deal for Iran together. They're now working for Joe Biden. They're the ones at the tables in Vienna. So, yeah, I think Joe Biden may be talking out both sides of his mouth. Hey, you can defend yourself, Israel. Hey, you Iranians, we're going to give you all the money you need to destroy Israel.
Robert is next. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Brother DeYoung. You able to, want to say politely, or agree with Brother Bob Kunerk's perspective on the temple position with the geographic citations of the references of Scripture?
No, sir, I do not agree one bit with Bob Kornick, because that is all false material he has. However, I do agree with every Israeli Jewish archaeologist. I do agree with those who are in the Islamic world who say that that was the location for the temple, Solomon's temple, and also for the temple that Herod refurbished. That's who I agree with, and my study of the scriptures indicate it was on Mount Moriah. Down there in the city of David is not Mount Moriah. So I'm sorry, I just do not agree with that, brother.
Thank you, Robert. Holly is next. You're on the air.
Hi. You know, I've got a few friends in the Madison and other inner city areas that are really buying into this propaganda that's being spewed about poor, you know, the poor Palestinians and mm-hmm. how Israel is awful Zionists. You know, I've been trying to find information that I can share with them that will help them better understand this history and the money flow here. Do you have any resources or literature that I can use to give to these people that's not maybe too overwhelming, but enough that they'll better understand what's really happening over
Holly,
there.
Holly, thank you for this. We're up against a break, so I'm going to release your call here, and I'm going to have Dr. DeYoung address that after the break, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. So stay with us. This is Crosstalk. Dr. Jimmy DeYoung, our number, 800-733-9829. Back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website, worldviewreport.com. We now have over 150 generals and admirals, flag officers, that have signed something that is historic. It's a letter warning the American people we are falling into Marxism. Folks, this has never happened. We have never had 150 generals, and the list may be higher than that now, sign a letter warning the American people we're rolling into Marxism and that there were issues with the election. We also now have a Space Force commander that has been fired simply by expressing his views, his concerns about Marxism. He has been relieved of his duty, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer. Folks, we are in a pre-Marxist revolution right now in America, and those who think it's conspiracy, well, they might want to check with the generals and admirals who just signed the letter warning America it is now underway. For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. One of the things you can do is take this information that you hear on Crosstalk, get a CD of the program, or within a couple hours this will be posted on our website. Share this link with others that they can hear the information that you're learning today. Dr. DeYoung, I know you've got a lot of resources about education, understanding about what's all taking place.
Well, we do, and our website is prophecytoday.com. If you go to the website, we do have a bookstore on the website, many materials, and there's so much. One that I would consider is my book entitled Sound the Trumpets. That is talking about the four major trends and what we're seeing unfold as a part of that. Sound the Trumpets, the name of it. But let me suggest a classic. There's a book that is entitled In Memorial, and this was a journalist out of Chicago who was a real left-wing journalist, very, very liberal. She was pro-Palestinian, so the Israeli government invited her to come to Israel, meet with the Palestinian leadership, have access to anybody and everybody she wanted. And when she came back, she wrote the book In Memorial and told what a fake the Palestinian philosophy to destroy all the Jews, their constitution, their covenant, calls in 39 locations for the destruction of the state of Israel, the Jewish people, and the establishment of a state of Palestine. That book is entitled, look it up on Amazon, In Memorial. It's a classic.
Do you recall who the author is?
I cannot. It was a lady who wrote it. She was a Chicago journalist. It's just slipped my mind. You know, at 80 years of age, you don't keep it all there all the time.
Great. Thank you so very much for that. And let's see. Let's go to Kennewick, Washington. Dot, you're on the air.
Hello. Welcome to Kennewick. I enjoy listening to your program almost daily.
And do you have a question for Dr. DeYoung?
I have an observation. If anyone can read and understand the book of Revelation, God wins.
God wins, absolutely, and we totally agree with that, Dot. That's what the final chapters tell us, Dr. DeYoung.
Yes, sir, and I have a commentary on Revelation as well. I teach the book of Revelation chronologically, not numerically, not chapters 1 to 22, but I teach it how it unfolds chronologically, and that's what I do in my commentary on Revelation entitled Revelation, a Chronology. It's available at my prophecy bookstore on my website, prophecytoday.com.
Thank you for the call here. We're going next to Paul in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Dr. Young, quick question. Psalm 83, Isaiah 17, are we seeing the chess pieces set up for potentially the destruction of Damascus here?
We certainly are. Isaiah 17 is key. And you put that together with Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. Where in Daniel 11:40, it says, the king of the north and the king of the south. King of the north, early on in chapter 11, is talking geographically about Syria. King of the south talking about Egypt. But you put that together with Isaiah 17, Damascus being destroyed. The first nation in the alignment of nations to come against the Jewish state of Israel is going to be Syria. And then, of course, the Israeli Defense Force responds and wipes out Damascus. That is when that is going to happen. And when you think about what's going on in Syria, you've got Russia there with military armament personnel. They have a number of military bases. You have Iran with their personnel, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. All of that, it's set up. They've been within 2 miles of the northern border of Israel, ready to come in. That could happen even while we're on the air. That's how close the fulfillment of Isaiah 17 is. And the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 40 is.
Thank you, Paul. And just down the road from Phoenix, let's go to Tucson, Arizona. Robert, you're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Young, I can see how all this is coming about and transpiring. Like the Biden administration, his foreign policies, negotiation financially with Iran, or financially with the Palestinians. This makes him an enemy of Israel, because he's pay for slay if he wants to give all this money to them. And so it's not good. I mean, it's simply not good. And wondering if you could consider giving this information out to the American public, send this information to all the synagogues in the United States, just to, so that people, American people, can see what the Biden administration is doing.
Yeah, I think, and that's part of this program here. And Robert, we trust that you're going to help disseminate the information here, point people to Dr. DeYoung's ministry and all of this. But when we are giving funds to the enemies of Israel, Dr. DeYoung, it doesn't really bode well for us being a true friend of Israel, does it?
Well, it certainly does not bode well. You know, the Bible tells me in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, I am to pray for those in higher authority.
Hmm.
The other night, my wife and I were having our prayer time together, and I said to the Lord, Lord, you know, that's what your command is for me to do. Pray for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to do it tonight, but I don't understand why you really want me to pray for them. But then all of a sudden, last night, it hit me. Wait a minute. These political leaders are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy all to be fulfilled. I do believe maybe. That's the Romans 13 says he is the one who ordains all authority that is in power. I think that's what the Lord's doing right now, getting us ready for the rapture.
We're going to squeeze, looks hopefully, another call in. Frank, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. DeYoung. I have some questions. Basically, do you see any allies whatsoever politically or even perhaps even militarily, but certainly politically in the Muslim world there in the Middle East for Israel at this time, and also perhaps even reaching as far north as Europe?
Okay, tell you what, we're down to 30 seconds, Dr. DeYoung.
Well, all I can say, the Arab Accords have given some insight into the possibility of, like, the UAE, Bahrain, and others standing with Israel, at least at this point in time. However, that may be setting the stage for, again, the Antichrist to appear and confirm those peace treaties are going to fail ultimately.
Wow, thank you. I wish we had more time. Dr. DeYoung has been our guest. ProphecyToday.com, his website. Again, check out his teachings at vcybible.org, online courses there, also videos on demand at vcy.tv. Dr. DeYoung, thank you so much for joining us here today for the broadcast.
Oh, my joy, Jim. Keep looking up. The rapture could happen today.
Amen. And folks, thanks for joining in to Crosstalk today. And trust you'll take the information you've learned to share with others. Obtain a CD or simply send this link to others as well. God bless you. Thanks for listening today to Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.